The following is a home program on Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 6, text number 26, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on June 26, 2009, in Suva, Fiji.
Vandeha. Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sagana Ragunatan Vita Tam Sajiva. Sadaita Savaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha.
So is there a Bhagavad Gita? So at least our men can come close if they won't come close. So, we have not come here for any ordinary purpose. We have come here for the greatest purpose. At the present moment, this entire world is deep in the dense darkness of Kali. It is an age of forgetfulness of God. Payanapayusha shabya kalavasmin yuge yanaha. Manda sumanda matayo manjabhagya hyupadrita. Oh, learned men, in this iron age of Kali, men are but short-lived. They are quarrelsome, lazy, misguided, and above all, their minds are always agitated like anything. So we are living in a very disturbed age, the Kali Yuga. Formerly, this planet was like a paradise. There was a God-conscious king, Vedic king, in India. He was ruling the whole planet. And the whole planet was complete peace and harmony everywhere. But when one Brahmin boy named Sringi cursed the king, and the king died by snake bite, snake bird actually, the Vedic age, which had gone on for millions of years, the Vedic times had gone on for millions of years. They came to an end, gradually wound down, and the Kali Yuga came in full force. So, for the last 5,000 years, the Kali Yuga has become very, very intense. This planet has become like a hell. So, in this Krishna consciousness movement, we have been blessed with the means of reversing this hell by bringing back true God consciousness, pure bhakti, to this planet. Of course, many people believe in God, and that's very good. But the difficulty is, they approach God for their selfish desire. That is the problem. God, give me this. God, give me that. Therefore, in the name of God, they are fighting and killing each other. You see? That is not God consciousness. If a man is actually God conscious, he will be saintly. He will love everyone. Seeing everyone as his brothers. He won't hate anyone. You'll see everyone as brother. Even the cow he will see. This is my mother, you see. She is giving the milk. You see. Even though so many people, we have seen so many churches tonight on the way here. You see. Big, big church buildings. Huge church buildings. But where is the peace? They're killing their mother, the cow. They're fighting in the name of religion. This is not real religion. Actual religion means pandita tamadarshinaha. To see all living entities equally, that is actual religious vision, you see. Not to make distinction. So, this message of Bhagavad Gita, it is very, very important thing. Because without this message, the world is in a hopeless quagmire. Disastrous condition becoming more and more manifested on this planet. In so many ways, ecologically, economically, sociologically, agriculturally, in every single department, there's deterioration of the human society. Every department, there's deterioration going on. Because that principle of pure bhakti, the devotion to the Supreme Person, that is being neglected. So there must now be a spiritual revolution. We are calling for a spiritual revolution. We're asking everyone to join us to bring actual pure bhakti back to this planet so that people can live in true happiness. But unfortunately, our words are not being heeded. People are more interested in money, you see. But can you eat money? Did you ever sit down with a bowl full of Fiji dollars and put some salt and pepper and salad dressing and eat them? Can you eat Fiji dollars and get nutrition? No. There's no nutritional value in Fiji dollars, you see. Or even any dollars, American dollars, Australian, they're all nutritionless. There's no nutritional value. The actual necessities of life, they are given by God, you see. But we're neglecting God. That is the problem. We should be grateful to the Lord for what He is giving us. We should be grateful. But instead we take His gifts and we ignore them, you see. And that is there's a word in the English language, an ingrate, one who is ungrateful. He is called an ingrate. We are a whole human society of ingrates. We are not showing proper appreciation to God for what He is giving us. Therefore, no one is happy. The rich people are not happy. The poor people are not happy. Show me one person who is truly happy on this planet. Everybody is miserable. Because we are not showing proper appreciation to God for the gifts He is giving us. It is a very sad day on this planet. It is a very, very sad day on this planet. No one is appreciating God properly. So, at least if we can learn how to appreciate God properly, then our lives will become glorious. At least that is the good news, you see. My spiritual master is Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Sri Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. He has written wonderful, wonderful books, especially this Bhagavad Gita as it is, you see. If one can study very carefully Bhagavad Gita as it is, and seriously try to mold his life according to these principles, then his life will become glorious. He will learn how to feel grateful to God. At every minute, he will see how the hand of the Lord is blessing him at every minute, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And he will learn how to always reciprocate with that Supreme Person, the Supreme Lord. With his every thought, his every word, and his every deed. So we're inviting you all to learn this science of bhakti taught by Prabhupada. This science will bring complete happiness in your life, total happiness. And it can make the whole world happy also. It can bring peace in Fiji. You see, there's been so much racial strife here in Fiji. It is all based on ignorance. Completely based on ignorance. Bodily concept. It's stupid. Completely stupid thing. Because we're not the body. Not that one man is an Indian, another man is a Fijian, one man is American, one man is British. These are all bodily designations. The actual self has nothing to do with these bodies. Nothing. Nothing at all to do with these bodies. So the first step in God realization is to understand, I am not this body. That is the first step. So we hope you all will try to understand this point. I am not this body. When you were born, you had a baby's body, then you had a young boy's body, and then a teenage body, and then a young man's body, middle age, old age. You see, your body is changing, but you are the same person. You're the same person now as you when you were a little baby sucking your mother's breast milk. You're the same person, but the body has changed, you see. So, those who are actually learned in the science of bhakti, they are never disturbed by this change of body. Even when they come to death, they are not disturbed. Because they know it's not me. I'm going somewhere, I'm leaving this body behind, that's all. This old body has become like an old car. I should go down to the car dealer and trade it in a new one. That's all. A self-realized person is never disturbed by death. He just knows, oh, my car got too old now, it's time to trade it in on a new model, you see. But we have a choice of what sort of new model we will get. One who follows strictly the path of pure bhakti, Krishna consciousness, you see. When they leave this body, they don't have to get another body that's going to get sick, get old, and die. They will get a body which is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. So, when you leave this body, would you like to have another body that gets sick, gets old and dies? Or would you like to have a body which never gets sick, never gets old, never dies? What is your answer? Would you rather have another body that will get old, get sick and die, or one that never gets old, never gets sick and never dies? What would be your choice, sir? Would you like to have a body that never gets old, never gets sick and never dies? Yes, yes, yes. Very good. So we will teach you how to do that. You come to our temple. This is our temple president, Jairam Prabhu. You know where our temple is? On Brewster Street in Suva? Yes. We have programs there regularly, especially on Sunday, beginning at what time? 12 o'clock on Sunday. You come to our temple and we will teach you how to get a body that never gets sick, never gets old and never dies. Now we will train you. See, our spiritual master, our founder and guru, Srila Prabhupada, he has taught us how to do this and we will teach it to you also. It's the most valuable knowledge. It is called Raja Vidya, the king of education. It is the most valuable knowledge. And this we will teach you. And we don't even charge any money. If you want to go to the university and get a degree, they will charge big money, you see, especially in America. At a private university, I don't even know how much they charge. Hundreds of thousands of dollars they pay. Only the ultra-rich can send their children to the prestigious private schools in the U.S. Huge money they spend. But what is that knowledge? You still have to get sick, you still have to get old, and you still have to die. But if you come to our temple, Hare Krishna temple, we will teach you how to get in a body which never gets sick, never gets old, and never dies. And we won't even charge you one penny. They call it pennies here? Huh?
Cents.
Cents, yeah. Not even 1 cent. In America, they say penny or cent, same thing. Not even 1 cent we will charge you. And we will give you the highest knowledge. But there's one thing you have to pay, and that is eagerness. You have to be eager for this knowledge. If you're not eager for it, what we can do? Because you have to lend your ear to hear. You have to give your attention to the teacher. If you give your attention to the teacher, then you can become liberated from this material existence. Because the words being taught in the Hare Krishna temple, they are not ordinary words. They are words coming from God. And these words have, just by the words themselves entering your ear, it has the power to deliver you from all anxiety. It has the power to deliver you from the cycle of birth and death. Just by hearing, you can become liberated. You see. But you have to focus. You have to be eager to hear and learn. That's the key. That's the only price you have to pay. It's called in Sanskrit, lalam, eagerness. You have to be greedy for knowledge. You see. If you can develop that greediness, that eagerness to learn what is your actual nature beyond your material body, and you're willing to hear from the teacher, then by that hearing, you'll become liberated. You'll become free of all anxiety. We guarantee that. We absolutely guarantee it. So I'm very happy that all of you have heard very nicely tonight. I can see everyone, all of you. You're hearing very nicely. I appreciate that very much. Thank you so much for your nice hearing. You're doing a very nice job of listening. Every one of you. I can see. It is said the face is the index of the mind. So I'm seeing your faces. And I see that you're hearing very nicely. And I appreciate that. By hearing from the bona fide spiritual master, you'll become delivered. If you're willing to hear and learn, you can become delivered from material existence. And if you may inquire, then you'll make even more advancement. So I will give you the opportunity now, if you would like to inquire something, you can inquire. Do you have any questions? I'll give you a few minutes to think of your questions while I'm drinking some water here. Krishna orders in the Bhagavad Gita, when you come in contact with the spiritual master, you must inquire from him. So, if you want to follow the order of Krishna, you have to ask questions. Tadvidi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tatvadarshinah. Krishna orders, just try to learn the truth by approaching the spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively. That's the order of Krishna. So, if you would like to become enlightened, very much enlightened, then you make inquiry. And that will give you the special blessings of Krishna and Guru both. The combined mercy of Guru and Krishna becomes the property of those who make inquiries. Pick up if you want to make an inquiry.
As you're saying, that day to day life, we all have so many questions. When it comes to spiritual matters, we don't have any questions. Why is that?
Who won the soccer game? Where can I get some grog? You know. These questions are very eager. But when it comes to the most important thing, how I can get delivered from birth and death, there's no inquiry. Why is that? Because we're too dull. Our brains have become dull, groggy. You see? From too much sense gratification, that's why. Therefore, in our Krishna consciousness movement, we give up intoxication, we give up meat eating, we give up illicit sex and gambling. Because these things make the mind groggy. If you get too groggy, then you're too dull to inquire about self-realization. You see. You become like animal. The animals are very groggy, you see.
Devotees
are very inquisitive. That's why I've taken to the path of bhakti. They're very inquisitive. Tato brahma jigyasa. Those who are not inquisitive, they are not devotees. Those who are devotees, they're very inquisitive. Dressing as a devotee doesn't make one as a devotee, though. That's the thing. One may dress as a devotee, but if they're not, they don't have the mentality of devotee, that dress will not save them at the time of birth. That's the thing. One has to have the mood of a devotee, the heart of a devotee. You see, that will save them. So there's no inquiries, I guess we can go home. Why waste time? Go to bed early, get up for Mangal Arati tomorrow. No inquiries.
Maybe you can ask, there must be knowledge.
Do what?
Maybe you can ask them questions.
Oh, maybe I can ask questions. Oh, I can, maybe I... Oh, yes, yes. This is one of my policies. Now she's reminded me. That if you don't have questions for me, I have questions for you. Now, if I ask you a question, it'll be a much more awkward position than if you have to ask me a question. I pick one of you, and I ask, I'm going to interrogate you in front of everyone. Are you ready that I will ask you the question? We can do that instead, yes. I will inquire from you all. I will pick one of you and I will ask questions. Yes. Who should I ask from? Sir, what is your name?
My name?
Yes.
Muni Prasad.
Oh, very nice name.
He's Gita Kirti's father.
Whose father?
Gita Kirti, the one doing temple in Sintota.
In what city?
Sintota. Sri Mataji, who is making the temple. It's her.
His
father.
Daughter. You're the father. Oh, that's very nice. I'm honored to meet you.
Thank you.
That's very nice. So your daughter is making the temple. That's very, very nice. Thank you very much. They say that you can judge a tree by its fruit. So, since your daughter is a devotee, I know actually you're a great man. Since your daughter is, you've made one devotee. So actually you're a great soul. I know that. So I'm very happy you've come to them. Have you read our books? Oh, very good. You've read them?
Chanting also?
Oh, very good. That's very good. How many malas do you do every day? Oh, very good. That's very good. Who else here chants mala? You other gentlemen here? This gentleman, I picked one at random and he is chanting mala. I'm very happy. I just picked him at random. I didn't know that he was the father of a devotee. I'm very happy I picked him at random and he is chanting mala and reading Prabhupada's books. Who else is reading Prabhupada's books and chanting mala here? Is he the only one? Or is someone else? Well, these I know. They're supposed to be anyway.
Some of them they're reading Ramayana.
But of the other... Are you
some
chanting mala?
They're reading Ramayana.
That's
some
very good.
Read Bhagavad Gita, they read Ramayana.
You're reading Ramayana.
Yeah.
Well, that's very good.
Lord Rama, eh?
That's very good. Do you want to become a pure devotee of Lord Ram? Would you like to be Ram's pure devotee, like Hanuman? Huh?
That's why how many people they read Bhagavad Gita, eh?
What is it?
They hardly read Bhagavad Gita, they read Ramayana.
But I'm saying, would you like to be a pure devotee of Ram like Hanuman? We can train you how to become a Ram Bhakta, pure Ram Bhakta. We also worship Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. We're also worshiping Lord Ram. Every day we worship Lord Ram. We have Lord Ram in our temple. So you come to our temple and you worship Lord Ram with us. Why only read the Ramayana? Why not live in the Ramayana? You see what I'm saying? You can turn your whole life into Ramayana. At every minute you can be living in Ramayana with Lord Ram by coming to our temple and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Ram.
Take both names together.
Huh?
Take both names together.
Hare Ram, Hare Krishna.
Take both names together.
Yes, actually they are the same person in different lilas. When God wants to show how to be an ideal husband, he becomes Ram. When he wants to show that he's the supreme enjoyer, he manifests as Krishna with all those girlfriends. Actually, he's the same person. He's just showing different aspects of his nature. Ideal husband nature, that is Ram. Supreme enjoyer nature, that is Krishna. He's the same person, actually. Krishna and Ram are the same exact person, simply in different leelas. So you can become the pure devotee of Ram. You come to our temple, we will train you how to become the pure Ram Bhakta. Is anybody else reading the scriptures or chanting? The other gentleman here? These two gentlemen, what about you? No? These who are reading the scripture, you see, they have sat closer. That's one thing. When I invite everyone to come close, these two gentlemen, they came the closest. Because they are reading scripture, they felt more comfortable to be closer to the Guru, you see. Those of you who are not reading, you're staying further away, you don't feel so comfortable. But we want you to feel comfortable, because we love you, all of you. We love you all, you see, you're all very dear to our hearts. You're all the children of God. See, you're our brothers. You're all dear to us. You don't have to stay at a distance from us. You can come close with us. We want you to become close with us. Because we know in this way you'll become happy. All of your anxieties will go away. You see. So, sir, over here, what is your name?
Muni Ratnam.
Yes. What is your occupation, Muni?
Taxman.
He works with Vishwanath. They work together.
Oh!
Taxman. He is a taxman.
What does Vishwanath do now? IT? Or what?
No, tax.
Government?
Yeah.
You're a co-worker of Vishwanath. Everyone come close. Well, sit right here in front. Come on. Sit right here. No, here. Yeah, here. Come on, here. One here. Can you see my finger? Here. Yeah. Almost. Well, you're about 3 feet away. 3 steps. Like Vamana, you know, 3 steps. 3 steps away still. But anyway, it's better than the others, though. So, you're Vishwanath's co-worker. You're very fortunate. You have the association of a sadhu. So you should take advantage of Vishwanath's association. He is a great sadhu. Take advantage of his sangha, his association. You learn how to become a sadhu like him, you see. He will teach you. Krishna has arranged you to have, because of your past pious activities, you've been given this facility to have the association of a sadhu in your job. So now take advantage of this association. You also become sadhu, Muni. Okay? Very good. So, you gentlemen, and you, we appreciate you have now joined us in our this. We're studying the science of bhakti tonight. We're trying to come to a higher consciousness. You see, beyond material consciousness, there is a plane of consciousness beyond this body, and beyond the mind also. It is called the spiritual platform. And we are guiding everyone how to come to this platform where there is unlimited happiness at every minute, you see. Here in, we are in Nasari now. Yeah. Here in Nasari, there is so much anxiety, you see. But if you can connect with the spiritual platform, you will not feel this anxiety. You will be in bliss at every minute. So we have come here to Nasari tonight to teach you how to trace this transcendental bliss at every minute. So, any questions? Is everybody satisfied with life? You're fully happy? No anxieties? Let me, we'll do this now. If your life is completely free from anxiety, You're totally happy. Raise your hand and raise it high. I'm holding my hand up. Nobody else? Vishnupriya Maharaji, her hand is up. That means you're in anxiety. Jai Ram is happy. He's happy. Anybody else? Nandi Mukhi is happy, fully happy and enlivened. Who else is totally happy? None of you all are happy. You're enlivened, completely happy. That means you're suffering. That means you have anxieties in your life. What kind of anxieties do you have? Let me ask you. You there in the white shirt, the white sweatshirt. What anxieties do you have?
Not many.
Yeah, I didn't say how many. I said, what anxieties do you have? Name one of your anxieties. Nothing bothers you, huh? And nothing bothers you? Then why you didn't raise your hand? I said, if you have no anxieties, raise your hand. And you didn't raise your hand. That means you had some anxieties, but now you can't say what they are. Why is that? Can't get a green card for where? Can't get a green card for America? You think the people in America are happy? You know how many people have lost their jobs in America this year? Hundreds of thousands of men. In America, we have beggars standing on the road with signs, "We'll work for food." And they sleep in the bushes at night. This material world, wherever you go, Krishna says, Abrahma Bhuvana Loka Punaravartin Arjuna Mamupechita Konteya Punar Janma Navidyate. Wherever you go in this material world, all, even up to Brahma Loka, what to speak of the United States of America, even all the way to Brahma Loka, it's miserable. There's misery there. So I know you all have to be miserable, but you're not able to open your heart to me and tell you what it is. Maybe you don't trust me that I'll misuse the information. Because then some stranger, you know. I can't trust this person. Maybe I'll tell him my anxieties and report it to the Fiji Sun. And I'll be embarrassed. It'll be on the front page of the newspaper. No, you can trust me. I come here as your well-worshipped. I want to help you become happy. I haven't come to embarrass anybody. I'm traveling all over the world simply to teach everyone how to become happy. That's all. I have no personal agenda. I simply want to help people to become happy. Somehow you're here to hear me today. So I'm trying to explain to you how to actually become happy. Free of all anxieties, but it's not an easy thing. I've been studying it for how many? 38 years now. Actually, I first started 41 years ago, but seriously, 38 years ago. I became disciple of Prabhupada in 1971. So I know I can die at any time. But whatever I've learned, I want to share it with everyone. That's all I do now. I just tell people about Krishna. It's all I do. Because I know that everyone can become happy by Krishna consciousness. I know that nobody can become happy by money, by power, by fame, or by prestige. No one becomes happy by these things. The rich people, you think they're happy? Not happy. Nobody's happy in this material world. Therefore, I'm traveling to try to give you people happiness. If Try to take it from me, what I'm saying. If you will chant the holy names of God, yes?
In the material world, everybody is in anxiety. One who is married, he is in anxiety. One who is not married, he is in anxiety. One who has job, he is in anxiety of losing. One who does not have job, he is in anxiety.
Everybody's in anxiety. Those who have a job, they're thinking, well, I hate my job. Or they're thinking, I may get laid off from my job. You see? Those who don't have a job, they go, I need to have a job. You know, they get the job, no one's happy. Nobody's happy in this material world. That's offense. Therefore, it is called Dukkhalayam. In Bhagavad Gita, this is called the world of anxiety, Dukkhalayam. So we have, my spiritual masters ordered me to travel all over the world and teach people how to become happy. But I'm seeing that people have a hard time to even admit that they're unhappy. So they can actually learn how to become happy. So it's not a very easy job, what I do. It's very difficult sometimes. Because people are so much attached to their false conceptions of happiness. It's very difficult to teach people the genuine method of becoming happy. It's very difficult. But I'm trying my best, trying to do the best I can to help people to become truly happy. So any questions? All right, we'll have another little kirtan and then we can go. Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.